Step 4. Prepare for the feedback. In this step, you prepare yourself mentally and emotionally to receive feedback. Everyone handles this differently, and you're the expert on your responses. You know when and why you become defensive, so you're in the best position to prepare yourself to listen openly. People who perform the self-assessment truthfully and candidly are typically better prepared when it comes to receiving feedback from others. And you're unlikely to be surprised by other people's feedback, whether affirming or critical, if your self-assessment is throughout and honest. You can prepare to handle feedback gracefully by remembering that the questions are your questions. Once you have the answers, they're like broccoli and liver. Like them or not, they're good for you and will help you grow. Hearing tough feedback makes you bigger. Learning from it makes you stronger. A hint about this step. It's important that you're able to reassure your 360 circle of your ability to respond positively to honest feedback. If you request genuine feedback and then become argumentative, you're unlikely to receive the kind of feedback you need. Here are some examples similar to actual negative comments I've seen in 360s that are likely to trigger defensiveness. Imagine they're being said about you. Do they make you defensive or make your face flush? Try to remember that your responses when you request and receive feedback serve as red flags that you are at a critical decision point to either shut down or stay open and learn. Here are a few examples. If she thinks you can help her career, she'll do whatever she can to make your job go well, whether you're a client, a boss, or a customer. But if you're not important enough, she ignores you. She seems focused on finding somebody to blame, not on figuring out what the problem is and how to fix it. It is always who messed up, instead of how can we make things work here. He is unwilling to admit his mistake. He blames us and forgets that we're often following his direction. As someone who represents the company, he just doesn't have the polish and sophistication. He's sloppy and uncultured, and he mumbles and slumps in his seat at meetings. He thinks his down-to-earth ways makes him genuine, but people tend to be embarrassed. Since the day that she arrived, there was buzz about how she was going to turn things around. But most of what I've seen is big ideas and no follow-through. Even the little things. You're going to meet her over lunch, and at lunch, last minute, she can't do it, too busy. I am not the only one who feels you can't count on her.